Well, we're in Sarasota again talking Orioles, but on this night, we have to start with the Baltimore Ravens. And for Ravens fans, it is a tough day. Corey Redding leaves in the early part of the afternoon, and as the afternoon went on today, the real punch in the gut, one of our all-time favorite Ravens, without a doubt, Jarrett Johnson signs a four-year agreement with the San Diego Chargers today, and Double J joins us right now on the phone line. We also have Stash with us here as well. And Jarrett, mixed emotions, I am sure, for you on this day.
Yeah, it's been a weird day. It's been real exciting at one point, and you know, pretty sad day. You know, I don't know. It's been a real up and down day.
And I know Stash and you have done a radio show together for a long time now, and it was a great. I just love that show so much. Just the way you interacted with the fans and you two in particular. Stash, I know you must be hurting today.
Well, you know what? I'm happy for Double J. I'm excited for his family. He gets to have big money in San Diego, play for a new team, and really all things came together for him. You know, he gave Baltimore everything. Double J, you are the real thing. And having a show with you started in one place and ended in just a great place, man, where we can't imagine who's going to sit there next year, if anybody.
Yeah, you know, that's going to be one of the tougher things. You know, being a part of a team and playing ball is all one side, but the other side is the people you meet, the people you interact with. I mean, part of the toughest part about leaving is, you know, not only my teammates, but just the equipment managers and the trainers and the secretaries and the people in the cafeteria that you get to know and you have a relationship with. You know, and then aside from that, you know, I have my 98 Rock family, you know, that I'm with all the time and talking to all the time. So it's going to be tough. You know, after 9 years, you develop a lot of relationships and, you know, it's tough.
Jarrett, I have to ask, did the Ravens make a firm offer to retain you?
You know, I'm not going to say, you know, how it all went down. It was just clear that it was my time to go, and they were very respectful about it. They did. A lot of teams will give you an offer that's pretty insulting, you know. And the Ravens didn't do that, but they did make it clear that it was you know, my time was up, and that, you know, but you know, that's part of the business. It's how, you know, it's how Ozzie operates, and it's why the team has been successful for so long is, you know, they have good players in place. They will draft or bring in replacement players that will be over time grooming them and getting them better and getting them better. But when it's their time to play. And, you know, I'm not at all leaving disgruntled or angry or bitter about how it all went down. You know, I leave humbled and very respectful of the Ravens organization and just thankful for the opportunity for the last 9 years. And you know, but you know, they did make it obvious that it was time to go.
Wow, you know, it's wild though. San Diego. A lot of people thought you were going to go with Chuck, and then now the other brother, Pagano. What about brother from the same mother?
You know, I've had the opportunity to meet him a couple times. You know, we played San Diego several times over the years, and have met him when we play him just before the games on the field and stuff. And got to talk to him for a long time yesterday on the phone, and talked to him several times today with this whole thing going down, and he reminds me so much of Chuck. It's unbelievable. You know, and I feel, you know, being so close with Chuck and Chuck talking about him all the time, I feel like I know the guy. So it's going to be a good transition. They got some former Ravens out there. They got Antoine Barnes and Jared Gaither's out there, and I think Tony Mall is still there. You know, so and then my agent has some guys who I've met through my agent. So there will be some familiar faces. So I'm anxious to get out there and meet those guys and get ready to go to work.
Former Raven, tough to say that. Jarrett Johnson with us here on WBAL. And Double J, I do take some solace in the fact you did not meet up with Rex Ryan. You're not going to Indianapolis. And thank the good Lord, you're not going to wear black and gold. So
yeah,
at least
right.
A little less hurtful going 3,000 miles away.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I told everybody if I went to Pittsburgh, I'd have to throw up on my jersey every time we played.
Oh, my goodness. Well, could you have imagined, Jarrett, 9 years ago that you would even play football in the National Football League for that long and then have an opportunity to sign a deal like this in the National Football League?
Yeah, you know, my, it's, it's, my whole career, I'm just every year just more humbled, you know, and every year more hungry to get better, even the older I get. You know, when I first got in the league, my goal was just to see if I could make it. And after I could see that I could kind of hang with the guys, it was to become a starter and to have, to be solidified or a contributor on a team. And I got that in my fourth year when the Ravens signed me to a 5-year deal. And then to play 9 years in one organization, an organization I've grown to love and to be my family and my home away from home has been awesome. And now I have another chapter in my career, a great opportunity to go play for another great team, in an unbelievable city. So I'm thrilled. I'm really excited. It's extremely tough to leave Baltimore.
I want to end on this, and this is the number that I think will stick with Ravens fans. Everyone knows you played your heart out every Sunday for Baltimore, Jarrett. There's no doubt about that. But the number 130, you leave with the all-time Ravens consecutive game streak intact, the all-time leader. That's something I know you have to be proud of.
Yeah, I am proud of that. You know, it's hard to play one game in this league. It's hard to stay healthy for just one season. So to do it for, eight consecutive seasons and then start for five consecutive seasons, I'm extremely proud of. It's gonna be tough to go, but at some point all the good things must come to an end, and my time as a Raven is up.
Well, I think the Ravens play the Chargers again this year on the road, so please don't be a stranger, Jarrett. It's been an absolute pleasure. Enjoy to cover you and watch you play, and you've always been such a great guy to the media in that locker room. So we wish you nothing but the best, and really go enjoy yourself and congratulations on the deal.
I appreciate it, guys. Y'all have a good one.